Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Basketball star Kobe Bryant killed in helicopter crash. We've got the story.
Woman dead after a police car crashes into her car in Dodge City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Not much is happening right now, but a winter storm system is going to be tracking mainly to the south of us. That will bring us some rain and snow tonight into tomorrow. We'll talk about how much in just a few minutes.
A fire chief in Alabama says seven people are hospitalized, seven others missing after a fire destroyed at least 35 boats docked at a county park. News outlets report the fire broke out early Monday at Jackson County Park in Scottsboro. Fire Chief Gene Meklis says most of the vessels were houseboats. The Jackson County Emergency Management Agency says in a tweet that firefighting and rescue operations have been taking place on land and in the water. Kobe Bryant fans pay tribute to him, gathering in the streets and hills of Calabasas in L.A. County to say goodbye to the Lakers legend.
Dozens of people gathered along the streets of Calabasas to get a glimpse of the crash site.
I still can't believe it. I'm still trying to say, like, oh, it's a bad dream. Just trying to wake up from.
That fan, Jonathan Esquivel, showed up wearing one of Bryant's jerseys, number 24, along with gold and purple balloons. Some fans drove for an hour to be close to the scene.
Kobe is a legend. He left a big legacy. He did a lot of amazing things.
Paul Dushikian says Kobe motivated him to play basketball and says he wasn't just a giant in Los Angeles.
People all over the world, people that don't even watch basketball, people may not even know what Kobe looks like. And they know the name Kobe Bryant.
He says he hopes the Lakers win the championship this year in honor of Bryant. In Calabasas, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Senate reconvenes as a court of impeachment this afternoon, with President Trump's legal team continuing its defense.
The president's legal team is making the case that he did nothing wrong. President Trump's counsel, Jay Sekulow, relied on answers from Ukraine's president to push back on allegations of a quid pro quo or a pressure campaign.
This entire impeachment process is about the House manager's insistence that they are able to read everybody's thoughts.
White House counsel also played clips of testimony from earlier hearings, suggesting there was widespread concern about corruption in Ukraine and President Trump's concerns about burden sharing for foreign aid. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says that is an argument for the White House to produce additional documents and testimony subpoenaed by the House. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police in Dodge City say a woman has died after a police vehicle responding to a call crashed into her car.
KSN-TV reports the crash happened just before dawn Saturday in Dodge City when officers were dispatched to the report of a break-in in progress. Investigators say a police sport utility vehicle responding to the call was westbound on White Earth Boulevard when a northbound car entered an intersection ahead of it. The patrol SUV hit the passenger side of the car. The car's driver and only occupant, Vanessa Guzman of Dodge City, was thrown from the car and pronounced dead at the scene. The officer in the patrol SUV was taken to a local hospital and listed in stable condition. The Dodge City Police Department and the Kansas Highway Patrol continue to investigate the crash. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A gas line leak in a large field closed U.S. Highway 54 near Pratt yesterday. That leak reported early last evening, 2.5 miles east of Cullison. A hazmat team was on the scene working to control the leak. There are no reports of injuries.
Wichita won the number 3 ranking in USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Award for Best Small Airport.
Wichita was one of just 20 airports chosen to compete in the contest from about 500 airports. The Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport was selected by experts in the travel industry who cited that Wichita was picked because of high passenger approval ratings, especially for its parking facilities, ease of security, cleanliness, rental car facilities, and concessions in the new terminal. The airport also scores points for its high percentage of on-time departures. In order to be considered a small airport in this poll, airports had to serve less than 10 million passengers per year. Wichita serves about 1.7 million passengers. The ranking is based on the number of votes an airport received. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's budget proposal includes tax increases on digital property, a food sales tax credit, and a transfer of state funds to local governments. Michael Austin from the Kansas Policy Institute commented on the John Whitmer Show.
There were two provisions in there that did, in theory, try to lower taxes. It was a food sales tax credit, which is technically an existing income tax credit made refundable. And then there was a transfer of state dollars to local governments in hopes that they'll lower property taxes.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. KNSS News Time, now 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Sports coming up. We got the Kansas Jayhawks in action tonight in men's basketball, and we got a former Shocker with some good stuff from the NBA yesterday. We'll get to that in sports.
Tax season has officially begun. That story coming up with Stephen 10 in the Morning on KNSS.
A radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Stephen 10 now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Lawmakers in Topeka say they have a solution to fix some of the state's biggest problems.
House Republicans have introduced Make Kansas Work, a five-point plan that would address the shortage of workers in the state. Representative Blaine Finch, an Ottawa Republican, tells KSN News it would also look at ways to help rural hospitals with funding by matching private donations.
Whereas some plans look at putting money in all 105 counties, we focus specifically on the rural areas that face unique challenges that our urban areas don't.
Lawmakers estimate the plan would cost up to $50 million. They hope to get bipartisan support to push it through the legislature. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Tax season is underway.
The Internal Revenue Service is accepting tax returns starting today. As usual, the agency is encouraging people to file electronically, with some 150 million returns expected. Unlike last tax season, there aren't many changes this year. There are slightly higher standard deductions for both singles and married couples. Taxpayers who can't meet the April 15th deadline can file an extension to avoid penalties, allowing an extra 6 months. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The average U.S. price of regular-grade gasoline declined 4 cents a gallon to $2.60 over the past 2 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The low average in this sample is Houston with $2.16 per gallon, and the high, once again, is Honolulu, $3.58. Approximately in the middle are Las Vegas and Chicago, both averaging $2.89.
Lundberg believes the prices of gasoline responded to a drop in the cost of crude oil.
A man has filed a lawsuit claiming that he was swindled out of a lottery jackpot because he couldn't fully understand what he won.
In his court filing in Massachusetts, Joao Luis DuPont says two women cheated him out of his winning $4 million scratch-off because he doesn't speak or read English well. DuPont, who's from New Bedford and speaks Portuguese, thought that the phrase $4 million on the ticket meant $4,000, which is the Portuguese translation. He claims the two women took advantage of that, cashing his ticket for him, giving him a little under $4,000, and they kept the rest. Responding in an affidavit, one of the accused claimed she never cashed the ticket nor gave him any money. No official comments from attorneys from all sides involved. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And a traffic update here on the Monday morning commute. We do have the report of a traffic accident in North Wichita, somewhere around 21st and Mosley. So we got crews heading there. We do have a lot of slow-moving traffic on the canal route today. Basically between about Central and 21st, some slow-moving traffic there. Also a little bit slow right now at the North Junction there, K96 and I-135. There's a traffic update right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And returning to more wintry weather now, KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will have some areas of low clouds and fog across parts of south-central Kansas, becoming mostly sunny later on today with a high 47. Tonight, a winter storm is going to be tracking nearby. That will bring us some areas of light rain and snow after midnight. Our low near 30, and occasional snow during the morning on Tuesday. Our high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Right now we have a partly cloudy sky, a north wind at 9 miles per hour, and 33 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com, the Monarch in Delano. Well, we had some nice weather across central Kansas Sunday afternoon. Wow. High temperature, 58 degrees, not much wind. It was nice out, Ted. A lot of people got out. I saw them out walking and jogging and taking the dogs out. Normal high for the date, by the way. 58 was the high. Normal high, 44. So well above normal yesterday afternoon. It felt like spring, but just enough to tease us a little bit. But what's going to happen here in the next day or so? As you heard that forecast, you make plans then for tomorrow. When you get up in the morning, you may have some shoveling to do, some scraping on the windows, because it looks like we're going to get up to maybe three or four inches of snow on this day. This is January 27th, and on this date in 1967, Chicago was hit by their worst blizzard on record when around 23 inches overwhelmed the Windy City in 29 hours. Wow. Northeast winds that gusted to around 50 miles per hour caused drift as high as 15 feet. Both O'Hare and Midway airports were closed. That was on the state in 1967, the big snowstorm. 8:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Big story now, making news not only here in the U.S., but around the world, because the NBA and pro basketball are such a big thing anymore. And I will confess to you that I am not a huge fan of the NBA, National Basketball Association, but a lot of, especially a couple of my grandsons are really into it. So there are a lot of people who love the NBA. And, of course, the news is that Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter were killed in a helicopter crash yesterday near L.A. And I just want to bring in Ted for some thoughts on this, on Kobe Bryant. I know that he apparently flew that helicopter. He flew in the helicopter quite a bit.
Yeah, it was to pretty much his personal, yeah.
In L.A. Now, he's been retired for, what, since 2016?
A few years.
Yeah. He had a 20-year career in the NBA with the Los Angeles Lakers. And this is what fascinates me. He entered the NBA directly from high school. And I remember that when I said, what? What's this going on? Because, nobody did that. But this young man did, and did well. I thought, let's see what happens with him. Well, he did real well. In fact, he was on, five NBA championship teams?
Got five rings with the Lakers.
Yeah. He attended Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania, and at that time recognized as the top high school basketball player in the country. That's what I remember, that this Kobe Bryant kid, he's going to 18 years old, he's going right into the NBA. Wow.
Of course, there was a time when Moses Malone was the only player that ever went straight from high school to the NBA.
I didn't even know that.
It was that way for decades and decades.
Yeah.
Of course, now it's more commonplace.
Yeah, but this is you take on a lot of, you got to grow up in a hurry. And apparently he had what it took to take on, the travel and the new ways of doing things and all the challenges, and did very, very well. He has his children, of course, Gianna Maria, that was the one who was killed with him.
Yeah.
He also has, of course, his wife survives many things. He has three more daughters, little girls. And apparently he's just was a heck of a guy. I mean, everybody who's responded to this thing is saying that you're going to miss him because he's just a terrific person. His competitors especially saying, fun guy to compete against and a great person. 6'6", playing a guard in the NBA. And, when we look at 6'6", you and I, and well, if somebody 6'6" comes walking through the door and says, that's a tall person.
Yeah, it's a whoa.
The NBA, that's
that's
not really
average.
That tall.
Yeah.
It's about average. But at any rate, there you go.
He could score. He could light it up.
His name is Kobe, K-O-B-E, Bean Bryant. Do you have any idea? Is that a nickname? I got this off Wikipedia. It looked like it was a given name.
Well, his dad's nickname was Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean, so maybe that's what happened there. All right, well.
Of course, they named him after Kobe Beef.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. Well, unique personality in the NBA. A lot of neat people have played in the NBA over the years, and this guy was really something, and that's a tragic, tragic thing. And his little girl, I guess, she was learning basketball from dad. All right, it's coming up on 8:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time to look at the rest of the sports world now with Ted Woodward here on a Monday morning. Ted?
Of course, we got college men's basketball tonight for Kansas. Third-ranked Jayhawks are at Oklahoma State. Cowboys have struggled. They have not won a conference game yet. They're at the bottom of the Big 12. KU is in second place in the conference right now. Overall, it's 16-3. And KU is an 8.5-point favorite going into this one tonight on ESPN Big Monday. KU will be playing a lot of Monday night games here down the stretch of the season with some ESPN Big Monday stuff. So you got the KU at Oklahoma State. And you can hear live coverage of that. Tips off at 8 o'clock tonight. It's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We will be talking Shocker hoops tonight. It's Monday, of course. That means back-to-back coaches shows. Men's coach Greg Marshall up first at 6 o'clock, and then women's coach Keith Adams to follow at 7 o'clock. You can listen to both those shows on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Shocker men ranked 22nd in the nation. They're coming off a pair of wins on the week, and they have a whole week to prepare for their next game, a road trip to Tulsa. Shocks with a record of 17-3 on the men's side. Heading into that one, so Coach Marshall, Coach Adams tonight. Listen on Sports Radio KFH. Women's basketball yesterday, Hutchinson Community College going on the road to Colby, and the Lady Blue Dragons win it 77-36. The Hutchinson women are now on a five-game winning streak. They are ranked 10th in the nation, and they have a record of 19-2 on the season. Pro basketball in the NBA yesterday, the New York Knicks win at home, and they beat their crosstown rival, the Brooklyn Nets, 110-97. Starting forward for the Knicks, Marcus Morris, the former Kansas Jayhawk, had 21 points and 4 rebounds. The Knicks have split their last 4 games. The defending league champion, the Toronto Raptors, were in San Antonio yesterday taking on the Spurs. Another big game for the Raptors for former Wichita State point guard Fred VanVleet. Fred came up big down the stretch for the Raptors. In fact, scoring Toronto's last 5 points. Action on the Raptors radio network.
On the bounce, Siakam gets a switch on DeRozan. Spins, kick out. VanVleet, 3, good! Down the bottom of the well for steady Freddie VanVleet. Raptors up 108-105.
Nice job by Fred there to get that last bucket for the Raptors. Fred VanVleet finishing with 13 points, 7 assists, and 4 steals as the Raptors now are on a 7-game winning streak. And they are in the number 2 spot right now in the Eastern Conference for the defending champs. We did have some pro football action yesterday. It was the Pro Bowl, and players were moving. Yeah. So I guess that qualifies as action. The Pro Bowl, the best of the best in the league, minus the Chiefs and the 49ers, of course. They are playing in the Super Bowl next week. Pro Bowl yesterday ended up with the AFC beating the NFC 38-33 in Orlando yesterday, a game that you heard on Sports Radio KFH. Speaking of the Chiefs and the 49ers, of course, they're getting ready for the next game, the final game of the season, the Super Bowl in Miami, which is now 6 days away. Can the 49ers slow down that high-scoring Chiefs offense? Comments from Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst.
You got to disrupt the guys on the outside. You know, you can't let those guys, and I'm talking about the Tyreek Hill, you know, the Travis Kelce. You let these guys have free access off the line of scrimmage with the speed that they have. That's going to be a long, hard day for your defense. That's number one. Number two, don't let Patrick Mahomes outside the pocket making big plays, because it's almost like the lesser of two evils. Yes, he can be lethal from within the pocket, but when he gets outside the pocket, like we saw last week against the Tennessee Titans,
all bets are off.
Bets are off, and with his arm, he can kill you from anywhere on the field.
Well, we all know that, of course. Those receivers run down there. Mm-hmm. They run their pattern, and then when he gets out of the pocket, they just break it off and go.
Yep.
That's backyard football right there.
That's pretty effective, too.
Yeah.
Hey, of course, like we said, 6 days away from the Super Bowl, Chiefs and the 49ers. You can hear that game live Sunday right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And a couple of baseball birthdays today. How about John Lowenstein is 73 today. Guy that played for the Wichita Arrows in the early 1970s. Good hitter. And then he ended up in the big leagues for 16 years with the Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. In fact, won a World Series ring with the Orioles. And John Lowenstein was a huge favorite by Orioles manager Earl Weaver off the bench.
Weaver.
Key pinch hitter, key platoon player.
Yeah.
John Lowenstein, former Wichita Arrow, 73 today. And a happy birthday to the new head coach of the Wichita State baseball team, Eric Wedge. Birthday today. He is 52. Of course, the Shockers got out on the turf for the first time this weekend. They're just a couple of weeks away from starting the season under their new head coach, the birthday boy, Eric Wedge, 52 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
A couple of good baseball birthdays today, Ted. 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Weekend wobbly Senate Republicans. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.